much of a damper to put on a, what was a pretty good homestead.
Yeah, it stinks, but I mean, you can't expect to win 82. I thought at times we were good. It's a good team over there, and we got to give them credit.
How do you feel about your game tonight?
I've liked my games in the past a bit more. I still feel like I have more to give, and tonight, I would, if I had to redo it, I think I would do things a little bit differently. But I mean, you can't be A-plus every single night 82 times. It's the wear and tear on your body. It's going to get you one of these games, and I got to use this, and I got to learn from it.
What do you mean, do things?
I don't know. Maybe I would have skated yesterday and took the morning off today, and maybe I would have, I don't know, analyze the game a little bit differently. It's a matter of seconds out there, and sometimes you don't realize what you're doing, and then it happens, and then you realize it. So I think I can be on top of my game more.
At 50 starts, O'Connor, I mean, is it, you said talk about wear and tear, I mean, is it, it's a lot of hockey. Are you starting to feel it right now?
It's a lot of hockey, but, you know, I've really learned how to manage my body, and I think this is another big stepping stone for that process. Now I know that I like to skate every day and maybe take a morning off, and maybe I learn something about my recovery. I'm going to really go in the gym and make sure I really recover after this one and learn from it.
Kelly Kill's been really good for the final stretch, but last two games you've been up a pair of goals in each game. Anything that you've noticed in front of you, Kelly Kill?
Well, I think if you spread out these goals, just brush them off your shoulder, but they're all clumped right now, so I'm not seeing it. Maybe that's on me. Maybe that's on the guys in front of me. I'd have to watch it on video. I'm pretty sure that's on me battling a little bit, but like I said, it's all clumped together right now, so if you see these scattered, they're nothing but another goal. I think let's leave it at that. Leave it as just another goal and move on and learn from our mistakes.
Does that team, is that one of the better teams you've seen this year at creating chaos in front of the net?
Yeah, actually, I believe so. They had some really good screeners in front of me, and I found myself up high a lot, and you know, give them credit. I mean, they're a good team. They've won a couple Stanley Cups for that reason. They know how to get in front of a goaltender, and it makes a world of a difference.